I'm Elizabeth Lozano, co-host of the Holistic Success Show, and I want to thank you for tuning in to the Meditation for Health podcast. After listening, I invite you to download an episode of the Holistic Success Show, are dedicated to offering practical advice for more balanced living. And to stay abreast of our latest podcasts and webisodes, sign up for our free newsletter at www.theholisticsuccessshow.com. Now let's get started with this week's podcast with Dr. Puff.
Welcome. I want to keep encouraging everyone to meditate twice a day, once in the morning when you first get up, and again in the evening when you go to bed. It's a really wonderful way to practice meditation, and it's also a wonderful way to live your life, as many people struggle with meditation. It's a great way to develop your skills, because meditation is a practice and something that you'll get good at with time. So spend time with it. And if you'd like to deepen your meditation practice by meditating with Elizabeth and I, please join us on a meditation retreat, seminar, or talk. You can learn about our various retreats and seminars at www.holisticretreats.tv. That's www.holisticretreats.tv. This week's meditation will be a guided meditation, for people who struggle with fear of flying. It's something that you can listen to when you're on the plane, or if you're planning on going on a trip, something you can listen to before you get on the plane, or if you don't have any plans to fly but are afraid of flying and want to work through those fears so that someday when an opportunity arises that you need to fly, you'll be able to face it calmly and peacefully. In this week's meditation, there'll be a guided meditation to help you with your fear of flying, if this is something that's applicable to you. Even if it isn't, it really can be helpful for any fear. Or if you know someone who is struggling with fear of flying, I would encourage you to make a copy of this and give it to them as a gift. Many people around the world are afraid of flying. And it is, as I talked about last week, fears are in your head. And by facing them and understanding that if you change your thoughts, that if you relax, that the fears can dissipate, go away, and never bother you again. It takes work. It takes practice, because it took work and practice to develop your fear. And this, too, takes work and practice, but in a good way, where you're in control, where you're choosing to have your emotions be under control and manageable instead of them controlling you. So often our fears keep us from living. You may really want to go to Hawaii, Europe, or so many places around the world, or you just may want to go visit your grandmother. Over the years that I've worked in private practice, I've helped many people overcome their fear of flying so that they can attend their parents' funeral or make it to their daughter's wedding or graduation. It's important to overcome this fear. And it affects many, many people. So listen to the guided meditation that follows. As always, make copies of it, use it, carry it with you, put it on repeat mode, and listen to it as many times as you need to in order to overcome your fear of flying. It will work. It will help you. So use this free guided meditation to help yourself or someone that you know struggles with the fear of flying. Because many, many people out there do. And it is a fear that can be completely overcome through work. So again, may you have a peaceful, beautiful week. Continue to meditate. And I look forward to spending time with you next week. Peace.
Thank you again for joining us this week. We've helped thousands of listeners learn to live healthy and more successful lives, If you'd like an invaluable opportunity to promote your product or services to our audience by sponsoring a podcast or our free web show, The Holistic Success Show, contact us at www.theholisticsuccessshow.com. Peace.